Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Worldwide, beautiful New Year's greetings were received by the Minghui website for Mr. Li Hongzhi as the year 2025 approached. They came from Falun Dafa practitioners in countries and regions all across the world and included messages and group photos from the United States, China, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Germany, Norway, Finland, the UK, Denmark, the Netherlands, Russia, Austria, Hungary, Serbia, Greece, Vietnam, India, Japan, South Korea, Singapore, and Taiwan, as well as from many places worldwide, too numerous to mention. Each precious message conveyed deep gratitude for Falun Dafa, as well as heartfelt Happy New Year wishes for the practice's founder, Master Li.
Japan. Peaceful protests against the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China took place on New Year's Eve in front of the Chinese consulates in the Japanese cities of Nagasaki and Fukuoka. The protests called upon the international community to acknowledge the criminal nature of the CCP's actions and to come together and put a stop to the persecution. As night fell, candles illuminated banners mourning the Falun Gong practitioners who have been persecuted to death by the CCP during the past 25 years. The spokesperson of the event said, "We have been here for 25 years because the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong has never stopped, and it has intensified and become more and more crazy. As long as this persecution does not end, we will insist on exposing the true face of the CCP, awaken the justice and conscience of the world, and work together to stop the persecution."
Germany. The 2024 German Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference was held in the city of Berlin on December 28th. Western and Chinese Falun Dafa practitioners from Germany, Austria, and German-speaking Switzerland attended. 20 practitioners shared how they cultivated themselves according to the Fa's principles and how they assisted Master in rectifying the Fa and fulfilling their vows. Some practitioners explained that when they encountered difficulties, they looked inward unconditionally, followed the Fa to improve so that they could cooperate while participating in projects. Some realized that everything they encountered in cultivation was a good thing. Others said they realized they needed to let go of ego in projects and put cultivation first. A practitioner named Manu talked about having symptoms of oral inflammation that got worse until she asked Master to strengthen her, after which the pain disappeared. Veteran practitioner Eva Marie said that she benefited greatly from the conference. She pointed out that because practitioners are busy and only see superficial phenomena, biases can arise. The sharing during the Fall conference connected each practitioner. Eva Marie noted that every practitioner has their own cultivation path and has gone through various tests. She added, "Talking about our experiences enables us to learn from each other and help each other."
Bali, Indonesia. Young Falun Dafa practitioners from various regions in Bali participated in a day-long event in the town of Ubud on Sunday, December 22nd. They studied the Falun Dafa teachings, meditated, practiced the exercises, discussed their cultivation experiences, and introduced the practice to locals and tourists at the Ubud market. A tourist from the Netherlands said he was interested in practicing Falun Dafa. He said that during his three-day stay in Bali, he would visit the exercise site and read the book Chuan Falun, the main text of Falun Dafa. He felt that the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance were within him and said he wished to learn more about Falun Dafa. A fabric vendor at the traditional market expressed an interest in practicing Falun Dafa. She said she wished to have more patience in dealing with life's challenges, and she said she would contact local practitioners so she could learn how to practice. The young practitioners took a group photo to express gratitude to Master Li and wish him a happy new year.
Singapore. Falun Dafa practitioners from Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Vietnam shared their cultivation stories at a conference on December 25th. 17 practitioners talked about how they improved themselves in various environments. Among the topics shared were clarifying the truth to taxi drivers, being proud to be a practitioner, being guided by the Fa as a young student, and bringing the truth to tourists. People have been able to enter Singapore from China without a visa. Since February of 2024, Singapore has been getting a lot of Chinese tourists since then. And two practitioners shared their stories about clarifying the truth to them. One practitioner reported helping about 24 people a day to quit the CCP. After the conference, many practitioners said they found the gaps in their cultivation and knew where they should improve. Young practitioners from the Mingwei School also recited poems from Master's book, Hong Yin, and practitioners took a group photo to wish teacher Li Hongzhi a happy new year.
Mexico. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in a Christmas parade in Jalapa, the capital of the state of Veracruz, on December 14th. Many spectators said they brought joy and hope to the popular annual event. The practitioner's float was decorated with Christmas motifs, and practitioners dressed as celestial maidens meditated in the center of an enormous lotus flower. Many parade goers greeted practitioners as the parade wound along the main city streets. A dragon dance team accompanied the float and drew the attention of children and adults during the parade. The waist drum team also performed. The principles of Falun Dafa, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, were displayed on large banners, which accompanied a group of practitioners demonstrating the exercises. The next day, practitioners did the exercises in a city park and taught several people the five sets of exercises. They concluded their activities in Jalapa with a group study of Falun Dafa teachings and a sharing of cultivation experiences.
The European Union. Ms. Kaya Kallas, High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, released a statement on behalf of the EU on December 10th, Human Rights Day. In part, the statement reads, "On Human Rights Day, the European Union reaffirms its unwavering commitment to the universal respect, protection, and fulfillment of human rights for everyone, everywhere. This year's theme, Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now, underscores the necessity of safeguarding rights and freedoms for a just, resilient, and sustainable future, leaving no one behind." In addition, the EU also posted a bilingual press release in Chinese and English on the official website from the EU delegation in China, condemning the CCP's large-scale human rights persecution and urging the CCP to immediately and unconditionally release illegally detained Falun Gong practitioners, including Falun Gong practitioners Chu Na and Ding Yuande.
USA. The Falun Gong Twin Cities Club at the University of Minnesota organized two film screenings of the documentary State Organs, a 2025 Oscar contender that exposes state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from living prisoners of conscience by the communist regime in China. The dozens of people who attended the event included university students, faculty members, and members of the general public. What state organs adds to prior documentary accounts of forced organ harvesting are recent developments, including the effect of accumulated evidence over the past 25 years, which includes recorded calls to hospitals confirming availability of healthy organs expressly from Falun Gong practitioners, and eyewitness accounts of former guards and medical staff who saw or participated physically in the forced extraction of organs from still-living prisoners of conscience. Buttressed by data collection and analysis by researchers, State Organs also summarizes official recognition of such atrocities.
China. Family members of Falun Dafa practitioners, as well as other non-practitioners of the practice, expressed appreciation for Falun Dafa through numerous New Year's greetings sent to the Mingwei website for the founder, Master Li. Despite the ongoing persecution in China, many people have learned the facts through practitioners' consistent efforts. A retired military official in Shandong Province said he enjoys reading Falun Dafa materials because everything written in them is true. After hearing how the CCP mistreats practitioners for their belief, he renounced his membership in the party long ago and stopped attending political training sessions. He wrote in his New Year's greetings, "By reciting Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, I've been healthy all these years, including during the pandemic. My child has a decent job and my entire family is blessed." He added, "I've collected many Falun Dafa materials because I want to save them as a record for the future. A friend said I gathered so many that I can open a museum. I am proud of that. Master Li is the most righteous. What he said is right, and he is helping our society. My entire family wishes Master Li a Happy New Year."
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. In early December 1999, 5 months after the persecution of Falun Gong started, Mr. Liu Shengzhi, his wife Ms. Su Shourong, and sister Ms. Liu Fengsha were arrested and taken to a psychiatric hospital, along with 65 other Falun Gong practitioners. During their incarceration, they were forced to watch propaganda videos smearing Falun Gong every day. Soon after her release, Ms. Su was arrested again and given a 1-year labor camp term. Following an appeal, Mr. Liu and his daughter were savagely beaten by village officials for refusing to renounce their faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Su was arrested again in February 2006. And sentenced to 5.5 years, during which she was beaten, shocked with electric batons, and injected with unknown drugs. She almost died several times. Over the next few years, Mr. Liu was arrested a few more times. He served 2 labor camp terms and was detained many times before dying last July due to health complications from torture endured. His sister, Ms. Liu, passed away after serving 2 labor camp terms and a prison term in 2020.
59-year-old Jilin Province resident Ms. Dong Yusu and 6 other locals were arrested in August while studying Falun Gong teachings together at a private home. The police raided their homes and took them to a detention center. Due to abuse in custody, Ms. Dong developed systemic edema and had difficulty breathing. She was released on bail and hospitalized for a period of time. After being discharged, she moved in with her daughter and died at her daughter's home on December 15, 2024. The district procuratorate in Liaoyuan City had indicted Ms. Dong and the 6 practitioners. She was facing trial at the time of her death.
Mr. Jing Yuan of Guangdong Province was arrested in 2010 for his faith in Falun Gong. He was sentenced to 8.5 years in 2011, but his term was later extended by 11 months. Before his prison transfer, Mr. Jin had been abused at a local detention center to the point of developing a serious medical condition. At one stage, he remained unconscious for 2 days. Despite his condition, the prison guards continued to abuse him with beatings, sleep deprivation, long hours of forced labor, and involuntary drug administration. He became critically ill but was made to remain in prison. Mr. Jin's whole body festered and oozed out a yellow liquid. He became almost unrecognizable. His condition continued to decline after he was released in early April 2020, and he died on December 27, 2024. Before his latest prison sentence, Mr. Jin served a 3-year forced labor term between 2001 and 2003.
A 77-year-old resident of Guiyang City, Guizhou Province, died while in custody on October 23, 2024. Her body had already been cremated without her family's consent by the time they rushed to a local detention center upon receiving notice of her passing. Ms. Zhou Guichan's tragic death stemmed from her arrest in 2022 for her faith in Falun Gong. The police revealed that someone reported seeing a Falun Gong flyer in a public area. After reviewing security footage, it was determined that Ms. Zhou had left the flyer there. Ms. Zhou acknowledged that she had indeed placed the flyer and 4 copies of other Falun Gong informational materials, but she firmly denied having committed any crime, as no law in China has criminalized Falun Gong. Due to her poor health in prison, Ms. Zhou was taken to a hospital for a checkup, and doctors found tumors in her liver and intestines. The detention center guards, however, took her back to the detention center without further examination.
54-year-old Hebei Province resident Ms. Xiao Yingxue was arrested outside her apartment building in June, with all her Falun Gong materials confiscated. Ms. Xiao was given 15 days detention but was not released as scheduled. She was secretly transferred elsewhere without her family being informed. To this day, the police still have not informed her family of her whereabouts. Prior to her latest persecution, Ms. Xiao was arrested and detained numerous times in the past and brutally tortured to a critical condition on more than one occasion. In 2000, she was sentenced to 1.5 years of forced labor. And then in 2010, she was again sentenced to 16 months of hard labor, which was immediately followed by 3 months of brainwashing detention. Ms. Xiao was then released in 2012 and suffered multiple health issues she suspected were due to drugs she was forced to take. Despite her condition, the local police and community workers harassed her frequently and closely watched her.
Practitioners in Taiwan reflect on their cultivation journeys and wish Master Li a Happy New Year. As the new year approached, Falun Dafa practitioners from Yunlin, Chiayi, and Tianan counties wished Master Li a Happy New Year and expressed their gratitude for their cultivation practice. On December 22nd, they gathered at the National Sun Wen Senior Agricultural and Industrial Vocational School in Tainan, studied the Falun Dafa teachings, and discussed their cultivation experiences. Practitioner Xu Xian shared her experience of screening the documentary film State Organs, Unmasking Transplant Abuse in China. She said the film crew came to Tainan to share their experience. "I was really touched when I heard it, and it awakened my sense of responsibility and mission." The screening of the documentary State Organs across Taiwan in October prompted a flurry of threatening messages in emails and registration forms that included breaking in to hack or shoot people, placing bombs, throwing petrol bombs. They also threatened the presidential office, the Criminal Investigation Bureau, the legislative body, theaters, schools, and the media to try and stop the film from being shown and the media from reporting on it. Xu Xian said, "We are not afraid of intimidation. Instead, we have received support from all walks of life and increased the number of screenings. We have continued to show it. About 200 to 300 people come to see it each time, especially young people. At each viewing, I am very touched that so many sentient beings have come to learn about the CCP's atrocity." "The film has received widespread support since its release," she said. "During the promotion, my greatest feeling was that many people were very moved and grateful to have seen the movie. They often mentioned that because of this movie, they learned about Falun Gong and how brutal the CCP's persecution is. Some people used to mistakenly think that Falun Gong was engaged in politics. But after seeing the movie, they understand that when Falun Gong practitioners face the persecution, they have a peaceful attitude with no resentment, which deeply touches people. They come to recognize the spiritual connotation of Dafa." Practitioner Yu Mai said she was afraid of discussing her cultivation experiences with other practitioners. She realized you need to be brave and get rid of your fear mentality, because if you dare not speak out, you will miss many opportunities to correct your mistakes. She gave an example of a practitioner who didn't often come out to practice the exercises with everyone. His movements when he did the fifth exercise were wrong. After practicing for 5 years, he was corrected during a group exercise. She feels this is why Master wants us to study the Fa and practice together. We can learn and practice together, promote each other, and strive for progress. Practitioner Yin Su said, "As the new year is approaching, I want to set strict standards for myself, meet Master's requirements for us, and improve quickly. I would like to thank Master for his kindness and wish him a happy new year."
American theatergoers welcome 2025 with Shen Yun's all-new program. 5 of Shen Yun's 8 touring companies performed across the United States for the company's 2025 debut during the holiday season. Shen Yun World Company presented 5 performances to packed houses in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Atlanta Symphony Hall from December 23rd to December 27th. Shen Yun International Company presented 2 performances at the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut on December 28th. Karen Roberts, a business owner, and her husband Edward Roberts, director of student enrollment services at a university, relished the show. Miss Roberts said, "Overall, it was just sensational. I can't even put it into words. The dancing and the music and the goodness of it. You just felt like there was such godliness. I loved it." Mr. Roberts commented on the female singer's bel canto performance, and said that he thought she was beautiful and that her divineness was what captured his attention. Mr. and Mrs. Roberts both said that they believe Shen Yun is a performance that is needed in today's society. You feel the love, you feel the compassion. That's how we should all feel, added Mrs. Roberts. Texas Governor Greg Abbott warmly welcomed the Performing Arts Company to his state and extended best wishes for a memorable 2025 season. Shen Yun Touring Company presented its first round of 8 performances in Houston, Texas, from December 26 to January 1st. 5 performances by Shen Yun New World Company took place in Austin, Texas, from December 26th through the 29th. Texas State Senator Donna Campbell saw Shen Yun there on December 28th and presented the company with a certificate of honor for the performance and for their mission to honor the traditions of China before communism, which she said she strongly supports. She said that the artist's mission was a wonderful one and urged Americans not to take their freedom of expression for granted. Shen Yun North American Company presented 5 performances in San Jose, California, from December 26th through the 30th. Military linguist Ryan Maravella and his wife, Grace, saw Shen Yun there on December 29th. Mr. Maravella loved the idea that Shen Yun presents a brand new roster of programs every year. He said, "The stories and the narratives are universal. The tradition really stood out. The traditional instruments, traditional movements, the athletic movements that were explained as always being a part of traditional Chinese dance, that was really impressive." Mr. Maravella was also happy to see the emphasis Shen Yun artists placed on the importance of believing in the divine. He said, "I'm glad that the show is not shy to express it or share it with the rest of the world. It's very bold. It's much needed, and in the end, it's a message of peace and love and unity. So it's a very good message, a good reminder."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.